This morning I'm turning to the book of Prophet Jeremiah, chapter 17. Jeremiah chapter 17, and I'll read to you verse 9 to 10. The heart is deceitful above all things, and this pretty wicked, who can know it? I, the Lord, said the heart, I try the reins even to give every man according to his ways, and according to the fruit of his doings. These are the words of God by the prophet Jeremiah, and these are the words that we're meditating on this morning. And now, okay, in some way, I can feel Jeremiah, prophet Jeremiah, in the book, you know, and you can ask them what they find so kind, you know, that you ever share. And our subject is corruption in the human heart. As I said, these are the words of the law of God to by the prophet Jeremiah. And here this words came to the people of Israel. And it was to remind them of their sinful heart, and also God reminded them that He has knowledge of their sinful heart, and he is able to punish the criminalities in their heart. He knows it, and He is able to punish their criminalities. Why I want to say their criminalities, and that it is because they have set idols in their hearts. The verse 1 tells us, verse 1 says, the sin of Judah is written with pen of iron and with the point of a diamond. It is graven upon the tables of their hearts. Their sins are ever coming out of their hearts. And that is the criminality, because every sin is against God. When God look at their hearts and how they have set their idols in their hearts, God knows that they are guilty, and that is criminality, and that He tells them that what they are doing is a deception. Their heart is deceiving them. So the heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked, who can know it? And it asks, I, the Lord, said the heart. You see, though this was said to the people of Israel, when looking at the passage, they were disregarding God. Maybe as we think of even they were undermining the Sabbath day and so many other things they do, and God was telling them that He's aware of it. But this statement, it has a universal application, and for all the human race who carries in our soul sinful heart. Because the fact is that it is the our heart that mislead us to sin. All sinners sin because they have wrong ideas of what sin is, and by that they sin, and then the heart, instead of it to rest in God and to seek Him and to know Him and to love God, now the heart now turns to things and rest in things and make things the most chief good. See, the American said, "Since the man who works for Israel, for he has some of the cases he has, he said, 'Nipa kuma, aboni eti muntino, dada ema, So as God reminds us of the corruption the human heart, we just want to say, what is the heart the prophet is talking about? Akuma no a from Shefor, but Jeremiah Okan was there. Akuma, I said it here, because sometimes people may think yes, the heart is the organ that pumps blood, but that's not what the prophet is talking about. The heart is deceitful above all things. Here he speaks about the faculties and the operations of the human soul. The thoughts, the will, and the desires. I have no prophet Jeremiah. And by the operations of the heart, human character is formed. Who a person becomes is because how he thinks and how he wants to do his life. Yes, it's a the nipa also nipa kuma so that the Bible even warns us, God warns us in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23, say that keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Mesmo my akuma na exchange abra boni ti akupo na sem kwa che Proverbs say yen hwe akuma ye ene ni omo die chire na emu na abrabo hu sem ni afi. See, God even warns us about our heart, that we should what? Keep it with all diligence. We should be watching it. We should keep a watch on it with carefulness, because out of the heart are the matters of life. The character of persons, the conduct of people, is in their heart. Obiani su any abrabo obiano. Tu ye di eche ne nyansa di eche ni ada wakumi. See, that's so serious matter. So that when we talk of sin, it begins in the heart. You see, from there we do all that we do. But the fact is that the human heart was made good and righteous by God. The Ethiopian said, "Yankupon, Ebo akumano papa, but BBS, Yankupon bo akumano papa. Yankupon bo akuma asa yamfa manipa. God never made the human heart corrupt. God made it good and righteous, so that all the desires and the will and everything was supposed to be good." In Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 29, it says, "Lord, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many inventions." Solomon, some can also say, "Now when a man who is a poor boy, he passes any, no woman, or no Allah, I could share any of my food, and so any, or no Allah, then I could any of my, I could any of my, any of my money, any of my money, pack my money, say I can, I dear, tell me, I dear, come, I dear, I yet." And so, Bible said, "Ipa, akofa nyoma, entle atunakume." We know that the Bible teaches us, Adam, from whom all the human race descended, was created good and righteous. At the end of all creation, God said everything was good. When God says something is good, there's no bad thing around it. So that the whole being of Adam, his physical being and his inner being, his soul, was upright before God. Both body and soul was upright before God. So that his heart and the desires, the will and everything was up to God. He was, his thoughts and will and desires were always according to God's will. You see, but this state that Adam was we call it probation. It was like a testing time. God gave him that perfect heart, but to be tested in that moment he was created. Yakupon Adam no Adam wa nipa wo yasin ya fini mu ebaye no yakopo obo na kuma obo no ni nipa suni ni bibia sa eye papa a tene ye na na eti ni mu. Adam was perfect in the eyes of God because God made him so. Na dwen ene ne pen na kuma na kono nya na ene yakopo ne pepepepe. So that is the goodness of creation. When the will is everything, is always following what the Lord says. That is what is, I mean, what makes a good person before God. But the American say Adam a bread to be a born as you and a bread friends and social bread a bread na yede Yakupon ebo edene si u go say also do ashe. So and the duration of his uprightness depended on his own obedience. Emra sa the tune ya na na kuma cry etin ni suni bia ye no. E ko pe emro bo tumi atuna sa te bia ne mu na ejon no ane so. Asuti ya obaya ma yakupo. Yakupo de chere nsa. Oka chere no so. Men did ya ba we ada obedi no go. So Adam was given that rule and he had a perfect heart to obey. You see, that rule, but then we know that Adam fell into sin, and so all of us through him have fell into sin. We have inherited his sinfulness. And why did Adam fall? Because Adam was acting on his own. God gave him to stand on his own. It's a picture, it's a sad picture that without God's grace in our hearts, without God's knowing his will and living, and he's supporting us to live according to his will, nobody can be perfect. Nobody can really live without sin. You see, so that Adam, though he was without sinful heart, for him to live, to act on his own as a creature, he fell. You see, Adam, na na kuma ye, ne mum so onwa e jina se onwa e ye bibi, abse bi o ye suti ano ye suti eno. Went to me, and the church said, Nipa, apodi e nyase, yakupo anso ye mua. So, in the matter of morality, Adam fell. Adam couldn't sustain his morality. God must sustain him. So here we see that Adam fell, and then all of us who come from him, now we have all inherited the sin. If you are down, or she also born and all by so. You see, I mean, because of photo and one of you see, I mean, the crab don't give birth to bed. Then also, so that if our forefathers, our grandparents are sinners, we also come forth as sinners. So Adam was born, so that's how we are all sinners. You see, we are the Psalm 51 we wrote, we sang, he said that we read, he said that I was conceived and born in sin. You see, yeah, you say born in the born then away. So this is the origin of the corruption of the human heart. You see, the idea being, the power come on it. Yanku poga said, "A prayer shame no had defeat." The origin of the corruption of the human heart is here. When we are born, our heart is not clean and pure. There's criminality in the heart. Because our heart is corrupt from infancy upwards. But the good news is that God in mercy has secured for us a way for our restoration. In some way, then it's a coupon, the mobro humuno, or no alarm, my acquired between the Enya, Kumaya, Aproiba, and that way is by faith in the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. A choir in Namso, a bit me, and who is up one day, a Kumana, a pro no, I see a munua, and my year as for the tear radiano. And I'm saying, I did you a Christ when you were woman, the boy for Calvary. Yet the average ship, not so TNF, a one in one. Yakupon say, Akumano, may you be Yakuma, Emre, Yakuma, Feno, Debia, sorry, I have a penny. And as I said, only Jesus Christ can save us from that. Every sin of man, only Jesus Christ can save us. He only is able to heal the plague of the human heart. He only can heal us. Why? Because he's God. He's the creator. I didn't know about to me as I arrive. Only if you are here or go there, Only God can change us. You see? No human beings can, the Bible says, make that which is crooked straight. You see, a life that is tainted with sin, nobody can correct it. Not prison, not correct, whatever, not, instructions for good delivery. No, the heart can never be corrected. Outward people will seem to be living somehow right in the people, in the eyes of people, but their heart is not right with God, you see. Nipa akuma nyam yesu kristo pe ene tumi ese sa nipa akuma no so gye yen ye de ere to ni na forebo obo Calvary de ma de boni ye de ere to so se ono eno na obetumi agye yen kwa be ba akuma mo be sakra ye o de boni be che no ma yen akuma foforo na sa akuma na obetumi adon yankopon ye di yankopon so ye di na chi na ye tumi agye fi akuma na akoro no. So now we have looked at the heart itself. Now the second thing we are looking at is the corruption in the human heart and its operations. Because we are told that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It has something that is, it's not that it's corrupted and it is just there. It is ever acting. That's why I say operations of the, it is operating the soul. And movement, everything, you see, all that, the activities we see in the world, it is what? Moved, motivated, or controlled by the human heart. You see? So that it has so many things to do. But the Bible tells that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. It's interesting, the physical heart holds our physical life, that also. And the our spiritual heart also holds our spiritual life, that also. If you ask wakuma jai from Pimo Japre, yes we will. Sa soon as wakuma humunu, sa wupe any if any say wakono ni adeno, any home you won't see us again. So you see, it's like God has given us the physical heart to teach us the importance of our spiritual heart, you see. And then we need, it has so many things. And we are told here, and what the verse tells us, that the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, which, tells us the root of the corruption in the human heart is from its deceitfulness. Okay, so let's think of some of the things our heart deceives us about. The first thing we think of, it deceives us about fleshly pleasures. You see, it proposes them as things that will make one happy. It's a deception. Why is it a deception? Because these pleasures do not give real and lasting happiness. But then, before I signed, I never began and tears of where I was born. You see, that's deception. So that it doesn't give that lasting and the real happiness we think of. If anyone who submits its allurement to sin realizes that it doesn't worth it, we have to eat it every time, go ahead and continue in that. And then when a sinner gives himself to this through the fancy, and because when the heart, draw your attention of these things, then what happens is that you begin to imagine and fancy how nice it is, you see. So wakuma no the ball dream, so I do away journey, I did nothing now But as I said, the happiness is just for a season, and then at the end, that then it comes what? Addiction comes in shamelessness. See? That is how it is. You become addicted. All the addictions in the world started this way. One. Just one. In life, when we are growing up, all that the sins, the fleshly sins we adopt, it's just once. And that we begin with just one. And that one event becomes a habit of life. You see? That's a deception. And then if God, you are not saved, by and by you become shameless about that sin. What it still becomes like nothing to you. It's a deception. And how to make you like, oh, it's okay. Then you become slaves to that sin. I'm sure we are aware, how nowadays fleshly lusts such as sexual sins, drunkenness, prodigality, profane songs are paraded on social media as funny videos, that also. And I said these things are harmless. TikTok and whatever that people say they are watching funny videos. Many young people consume these immoralities, and young and old. Now there's not even young people. Young and old, their leisure or sport is funny videos. And the content of these things full of immoralities and full of sins. And people consume these things to their souls. It's like you are drinking poison. Spiritual, you are drinking poison. When you enjoy these things, then you are happy. Because these are fleshly pleasures. And it's a deception in the heart that moves us to think of that. It's all over. Watching these videos and enjoying and laughing. No! It's like that people used to their leisure time to read things, and now there's no. People today, it used to be with the young, but no. Now in the old, everywhere. People in their office, wherever it is, and everywhere. Doctors, you go to a doctor, and I remember one time, I went to a doctor, I had a typhoid, and he was watching his social media. He gave me a wrong description. But I knew the illness, so but 3 days I took the medicine. I was not feeling well, and I realized he didn't give me any antibiotic. I went to the hospital to buy antibiotic myself. He was enjoying his social media, whatever, with his tablet. You see how far this thing gets into. But the whole thing is, there's immoralities, there's profaneness. People call this entertainment. No. Making sport of sin is not an entertainment. It's a soul-damning enterprise. If your happiness lies in these things, you should check your heart. It means that you have given your heart to filthiness. Because it's a deception in the heart to enjoy sin and be happy. No! God has given us consciences. As I said, it began with one. And by the way, many people have become slaves to these so-called funny videos. And what are they funny for? It's just, sometimes they use the name of God, the Bible, and people just make mockery. It's sad. But that is what we have. I am talking of social media because that's the common place people now enjoy whatever they call. Television is even less, this thing, but social, because just a click and you just send your phone everywhere, you are watching it. For television, only maybe you go to the house and sit down. But tell me, they are on your bed, in your washroom, on the market, wherever it is, office, wherever, in your car, you watch it. And people do this thing. Friends, fleshly lusts fight against the soul designed for holiness. 1 Peter 2, verse 11 tells us. Honama kono, ekutia, ekrano, sebenya pese, ebeye ponkono. Ekutia, it fight against. So how can you desire God when you give your heart to filth? It's not possible. I cannot know God unless I am crying after Him that He should help me to take me out. I cannot say I desire God to save me and to make me. But no, I want God to know God's ways, and I am a slave to that. No, I should be the one who is ever crying that, Lord, help me, help me, help me. I shouldn't be somebody who's enjoying it and happy about it. No. The soul, fleshly lust, fight against the soul. So we should, whether on social media or whether in actual things, whatever, it fights against the soul. And if we know God, then this is a hindrance. Okay, I move on. My time is going. I move on to the next thing. The Mekai, you say, look at 1 Peter 2, verse 1. I say, Konama Kono, a Kutia, a Krano, Pese, a bit of Mekon, Konakutia. Tis out of Homa Kono, say, social media, or say, a walk, Wawa Bragomua, a Kutia, Sabunya Kupoi. The next thing that the heart deceives us about worldly possessions. Akumano, it's also that day, for we are seeing your mom. See how we are so, the hymn writer said, how sad by state our nature is. But how many of us see it? You see? It is yes, happiness that people think that it's happiness to be in that. No. This, the heart deceives us. It makes us, it produces fear and anxiety about life comfort. So that people think if they do not have more, they will be miserable. Akuman Daga said, if we are saying, Yoma, and Abrabomu, I'm not told you not so. It is a main nebbia. Na me ha ha na me nyi bebra me I mean that means me nyi am abey awrekoko e ya kuma na dada ye so e dada say e wi aso nyo ma say nyi bia e wi aso ma bebre obi ani e wi aso nyo de ni esu ma e wi aso nyo ma bia ah e wi aso nyo ma bia e wi aso nyo ma bia se me nya Dachi, me rebel, me in you, we are so, I am from. Ah, and my heart, money papa, ha ha. And by these fears and anxieties, some people give themselves over to greed, to fraud and envy. Sir, say, Mona, I agree, no, Yakuma, another day, we are so, my favorite mama, a dufrupe, and then dada, and their face, a jump on it. You see? I'm sure we have heard. People robbing people, and then they even end up killing them. Why they want their possession? Is that not so? And the most common thing, it deceives us to chase after everything that promises gain. I've man that guy. So I did be a ever so sikawum. You bring your profit, you know. Oh, and far who said. I do the Mushe Mua. Ever ma, my friend, I'm going to make him. And I said, Semenya, I say, Yafi. Oh, that's so long as I am for Swadia, Minyan Kaho. I commanded that guy. You see? So we chase up everything. Anything that promises. You see why this lottery, they call it sports betting. They call it sports betting. Do you know why it's not popular? Everybody wants to be rich. And now, football, which was, entertainment, like, sinless, that becomes sinful because people are using it to what? All sorts of things. Young people, many of them, what they chase after this European world market, it's not because they just want to entertain themselves. They have their team, their version after. It used to be before people would go toward this and just go, they want to watch matches. But nowadays, no. Many people, not even young, these things are not by young people. Even adults. Betting is mean on their phone, but now people bet on their phones. Just text. Now, last I was at Babenya and there was a new one, they tell people, just oh, it's simple. See how they are selling sin just everywhere. Oh, just a simple. Oh, yeah, no, when you scan. Oh, no. Deception in the human heart. And the people, oh, then our money. I go. Deception. It's a deception. It's a deception. Some are also deceived to make their possessions the security of life. Ah, unya, na you say, oh, me the shame come with that. Oh, me the mean the hand. Are there people saying that? Me, I will never be poor before I die. Fine, you may not be poor physically, but you are a poor dying sinner. And of course, this will be unya, here no one is so that we get the boy in here who be who upon him. So, what's not what's happening anymore? Each one of us, we are poor dying sinners. Except we are saved, except we are forgiven, except we have reconciled to God, and our sins have been taken away. We are poor dying sinners. So that if we have the world goods, let it not deceive us. That, oh, I don't want to die poor. What about your soul? But the heart, because there's sin, it will deceive us to think, well, if I have the things of the world, and I die, oh, okay, I will not die a poor person. No. No, it's not about dying. Having all the things of the world. No. It's dying and they say, well, I am reconciled to God. Well, I am reconciled to God. So that when people are in this situation where they are making possessions of this world, their God, they are careless of their soul salvation. What a careless life. The Lord Jesus Christ warns, what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? That's the way we tell people this word. They think that, oh, you are doing too much. But these are the words of God of all creation. See that if you gain the whole world, then you lose your soul, what will you get? And if you can ask him to say, oh, where do you do? But if you can ask him, why not say, not here for? Or say, oh, here we are seeing your man, that's what you cry. Or because, oh, me there's something in front of whom we are seeing here. But what is in your heart? See? What is in your heart? Let us never forget. Soon each one of us will go out of this world and we shall enter into judgment before the Almighty God, whose word we are listening. And we will see if we were wise or fools. It will be wise if we listen to him. We will be fools because we despise his word. Because the Bible itself tells us the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool there is not somebody who said, because it's not by just saying God is not there. It's when you live your life as if God is not there, you are the same person. I mean, atheism doesn't mean you have to say, for me, I don't believe in God. No. Your life can tell whether you believe or you respect God or not. A child in the house, does he have to say, I respect my mom or my daddy before you say, no. It's an action that, not by saying that I respect, you see. Another thing, the heart deceives us about the realities of our own selves. A commando that if I younger say, see, I be as a it is useful to compare their character with others who, with the thing that such people are so profane and immoral than themselves. And from this, they see themselves that they are good. They are not too bad. At least, in this one, oh, I may not do it. You know, maybe I say, oh, yeah, Nippon, then your grammar, if I'm not sure. And the son is here. And to make sure the food will be more my worst, right? Oh, but there's a many bad stuff. And then they forget their own pride, their lies, their envy and selfishness. And this people, sincere repentance is far from this people. Because true repentance begins with the heart before it goes to the character. But they are looking at just the outward. Oh, what about the heart? What things are you pursuing with your heart? Is God your chief good? Is God the Lord Jesus Christ and Him alone? Is He the one that you want to know and to live and obey than anything? Is He your Lord? That's what you ask. Or other things are more important to you than Him. If other things are more important to me than Him, then even I'm a Christian, I should question myself. How can I have other things more important than the God of all creation? I say He's my God. I'm lying. No. How can it be that God, the Almighty God, I set my own things, my aims and my pleasures in my heart, and I pursue them, and I just give small portions to him, and I say, oh, he's my God. No, God, it's just an insult. How can the Creator be treated like that? And that's what people are doing, you see. So like the Pharisee, these people, like the Pharisee who despise the tax collector, these people are like that. And they look at others who are quote unquote so far in their mind, they are saying, oh, I'm better. You see? Friends, no one
No one will be saved with this hypocrisy. If we are happy to just maintain outward acts of religion to the neglect of real godliness, we can never have true conversion. Say, yeah, person, you open your mouth, you pass, sorry, and you have to for. Now, you have to come for. See, you have to come for. 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 Sorry. Are we like that? Are we converted? Are we saved? Are we panting after God? You see? The heart must pant after God. They will know that the heart has been changed. So, it's not about just making a show. No. Because many churchgoers hope to make it to heaven this way. Well, people say, I go to church, but I'm a Christian. Such a hope will be disappointed at that day. The Bible tells us, I'm not the one saying it. Such a hope where there's kind of outer religion, but not heart religion, where my heart is just, I don't, if I'm doing anything that the word of God tells me is wrong, I cry to the Lord to help me so that I can really submit myself. If I'm not that, then, well, if I'm doing it, then it doesn't matter what the Bible says about that. I am wiser than the word of God. No, my heart is not changed. It's hypocrisy. You see? I mean, believers should be those who are ever crying to them, because the more we know God, the more we know our sinfulness. All that we do for Him, we see that we don't do it aright. Even as we have tried to obey, we don't do it aright. Because we are human beings, we may have that laxity, and we ask the Lord to help us. Our heart is not able to keep it unless God Himself keep our heart for us. The next thing we are thinking of, the heart deceives us about the knowledge of God. Yakuma, that day, if Yakupon said your tear, no, so they said, you know, Yakuma to me that day, I found. You know that many are persuaded that they know God, and yet they are ignorant of the person and the work of Jesus Christ. The Pope Bray, so many Yakupon, and so. Yes, Christo, send your tear in the Jew idea. No. How can you know God? And you are ignorant of the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Savior of the world, the Son of God who came from heaven to come and die for sinners, through whom we can know who God is. We don't know God if we don't know the Lord Jesus. We don't know God if we don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, as the one who has died to save us, that we have submitted our life to Him. We have cried to Him to save us, to change us. And we have submitted to Him as our God. If we have not done that, we don't know God. If we have not believed in Him as our Savior, and we are willing to learn of Him and give our lives to Him, we don't know God. See, who yes, Christ, so only a jumpa, so no 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 no. We know God through the Lord Jesus Christ. You see? He only came from heaven. He came to tell us the truth. All the prophets of old spoke by the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of prophets is the Spirit of Christ. If we don't know Him as our Savior and submit our life to Him, we don't know God. See, who look for your brother won't share this? You see, my people, if I brief is only Yankupon, because maybe they've heard about God. No! Until I know God this way, I don't know Him. In John 14, He just said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come unto the Father but by me. How can you go to God without Christ? It's impossible. So that all the religions in the world are false, except that which teaches us about the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, and through Him alone, and His atoning death, we can come to God. We are so from this is so much and say, yes, Christ, only a jumpano, or open and I'm saying, the area of Tonos, not a genie dear, or beg if you're born in Roman, you will rather. If we don't know Him this way, we don't know God. My time is gone. But then, my third point, and I'm done. And this is the third head, not the point. I've gone after the point.
It has to do with, I mean, I think the 10th verse. The question is, who knows the full extent of the corruption the human has? When a nymph, Friar Noir, a way of Mudo, said it here. Who knows it? Because the Bible, the last part of verse 90, who can know it? Find the way to me. No human being can know the extent. Even if we sense it, we cannot really know the extent of it. The people are supposed to be who's your body where you're coming. Said the Tibia, the enemy. Nobody knows it. So this question reminds us of the ignorance of our own hearts. So that question way, am I a woman? My young custom, who knows Yakuma? To see how weak we are. This deception is in our hearts, and we are ignorant of its extent. As a cruel tool. Maybe a woman, an MP, you know, a proper. Say, how is it not treaty? You die out of it. Like cancer, now they're almost cancer. So, more who extent, that's all treaty baby. How are you going to survive? That's how sense is like cancer in the heart. Who can know it? We are asked, who find a new? Maybe man is born here, maybe man is cursed here. We don't know. Because it misleads sinners to commit so many sins. See? A man at the point 4 years, born in the grave. Until we are converted, until God has changed our hearts, we cannot know the full extent of our hearts. Until we are converted. And because conversion brings sincerity in our hearts. I say nyasa and sakra nyagwe awu from a day prepare ni if say man you many da ho ya ya be say shesu mu ase if it have to be anko ma yohu mesu ya koma tie. That's why, as I said, to know God is to be somebody who's ever crying to him, because you know the debt in your heart, you see, and it is really making you dirty before God. Verse 10, I the Lord search the heart, I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doing. Only God knows the full extent of the deception in our heart. Says what? I search the heart. We cannot even search our own selves. We are because of ourselves, we deceive ourselves that we are okay. But I, like a doctor, you are a patient and a doctor. I of course, when I put we are here, maybe not me, I am not married, I said, not here. Doctor, I said, oh no, you're in lab, no. I mean, said they are reality. Oh, do what I'm into. See, so that it's only God who can really operate us to see what to do. Only He knows the deception I had. Only He knows the motives of all actions of men. He only is the right judge of all the actions of men. So the Hebrew, the book of Hebrews tells us it is He with whom we have to do. When it comes to the punishment of sin. And this God is a God whose eyes pierces through the very heart of us. You see? He we have to do with Him at the day of judgment. So that when people will be committing against themselves, against God, because He will punish sin. Friend, let's all remember that at the day of judgment, sinners will not be judged merely by their actions, but the motives behind them. The mudane ba yembuye atay if you say yeye ne mubutaya atay and you madie dimet. So you see, God does not look at just results; He looks at the means to obtain the results. Why did you do what you do? Even if you were a Christian, why did you serve the Lord? Did you serve Him for His own glory's sake, or you serve Him because for sure? If you were a sinner, how do I come to know the Lord? I cannot begin to do things to please Him. No, my heart is corrupt. I can never do anything without my heart being. I'll be selfish, and so the Lord must change my heart. The Lord must change your heart and make it clean, and give you that heart which pants after Him. So that is why every sinner needs remedy of his corruption. And see now, or the boy in the beyond, we hear the venue say, I understand a more akuma approach. And as I said, the only one who can change our heart, the Lord Jesus Christ, come to Him. He sacrificed himself so that his blood can cleanse every sin. Oh no, or didn't hold see Calvary. The mojo shibu is that the mojo people need your brand name. That friend, have you taken your heart to him? What do I come up for my one now? What do I come up on him? Go for the American go for him. I'm going to send a break, but I'll come on one day. You know, have you taken your heart to Jesus Christ? Have you laid it under his cross and cried to him that he should change it for you? Take your heart to him if you have not. And hold it before him. All your sinful heart. Bible tells us he will abundantly harden. Or say, Bible Chen said, come to him. Call, cry to him, pray to him and ask him to change you. Your heart, if your heart is not changed, then the Lord can be pleased with you. Then the Lord, you can have that fellowship with God also, become one of his people. May the Lord help us as we think about these things. Let's pray.